If you haven't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you'd say, I'm
glad to see you. And I've heard people say, sure was proud to see him.
Would you say proud?
No, I don't think.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
Arthritis, yes.
Okay.
Rheumatism, I used to call it when I was young, it was rheumatism.
And a disease that children used to die from, did choke up?
Oh, typhoid fever?
Or now they get shocks?
I don't know. In fact, I had it.
Did you ever hear of
diphtheria? Yeah, I had it when I was young.
You had diphtheria?
I got over it.
What kind of medicine did they give you?
I don't remember. I was real, pretty small.
Did it scar you or anything? Did it hurt?
That's what they told me it was. So they knew more about it than I did. I knew I was pretty sick.
Do you remember that at all?
Yes, I remember being in the bed, and doctor coming, and my parents taking care of me. And that's what they said it was. They killed a lot of children. There's a family living right back on the corner. Three boys and two of those died from it. Mm. They all three had it, but other one got over.
A disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice?
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
Any old-fashioned name for that? Do you remember what they called it before they really knew what it was?
No, I imagine a lot of people died, but I didn't even know what it was.
Say if your neighbor got some news, and as soon as she got the news, she came right over and told you about it. You'd say she hurried right over here. For what reason? She hurried right over.
To tell me.
Huh?
To tell me.
Okay. And say if there was some trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Anything else you'd say besides the bunch?
Everyone that was there. The whole crowd.
Okay. And how would you use the words up, down, and over, talking about location? You'd say, last week I saw him, what, San Antonio.
Up what? Up, down, and over.
Yeah, how do you use those words referring to location?
Oh, I would say I was over to San Antonio.
What would you say? Huh? Go ahead.
And we're going up to Dallas and maybe going over to Freeport. It just, I don't know, so it depends on the direction, you know.
Over is east-west?
Yes. That's the way we refer to it. I'm going over to San Antonio tomorrow.
What about Bay City?
Going up to Bay City. That's sort of, you're going north, you're going up, really.
And say if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he
threw up, vomited.
Huh?
Vomited.
Which sounds better?
I think threw up sounds better.
What's a really crude way of saying that?
Puked.
Okay. If a person threw up, you'd say he was sick.
Sick of his stomach.
And you'd say he ran down the springboard and talking about going into the water. He
go off or dive. I don't know which is correct.
Which sounds more natural?
I'd say dove, but it sounds more natural to me. Dove off the springboard.